look into these judges that we have before us. Just a brief word of introduction, so we know what exactly the Lord wanted to tell us today. I want you to sit in this Bible reading with this attitude, that the Lord is going to tell you something today that's going to help you to change, to be more like the Lord Jesus. Because the scripture that is written for our instruction. So, the book of Judges is a very fascinating book. I always find it, it's very, very interesting. For three reasons. And I want to read those verses, just very brief verses. In the beginning of the book and in the end of the book. To give us an idea of what's really going on in that time. And as I'm reading these verses, I want you to think, is that something that's happened a few thousand years ago? Or is that really very similar to 2014? The first I want to read in the book of Judges, chapter 2. So if you could turn please to chapter 2 and follow with me. Forget about the person that's sitting next to you, behind you, or front of you. Just keep your eyes on the scripture here. Chapter 2 and verse 8. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Verse 10. And also all of that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which the Lord have done for Israel. Keep that in mind. Another generation. That's one thing of the characteristic of the book of Judges. Go to the end of the book, the last chapter. The last chapter of the book of Judges, that's chapter 20. I'm sorry, chapter 21 and verse 25. Judges, chapter 21 and verse 25. And in those days, there were no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. A second generation, with all of the freedom you do as you would like to do. Everybody will tolerate everything and everything goes. Finally, in the book of Ruth, chapter 1 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, it's the book of Judges, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And people in the time of Judges leave. Three things. The second generation, all of the freedom that you have, and if you don't like it, you could leave. Just go someplace else. Very similar, isn't it? Now, let me make that application to you and I. All of us today in this room, or maybe most of us, are second generation, including me. I came in to Christianity because my parents were Christian. And as far as I remember, I was brought to the meeting, just like all of you. For my birthdays, I was given Bibles. One with the pictures in it when I started, and then it kept going on and on and on until I got a Darby Bible. Just like all of you. I was given also a hymn book. And one with tunes in it and one without. I was brought to Sunday schools. I was giving presents when I memorized the verses. Just like all of us. A second generation. I didn't have really to work hard for anything. When I want the Bible, they gave me one. I have to walk 500 miles or save my money to get it. To come to the meeting, they just put me in the car and brought me to the meeting. I had it very, very easy. Just like all of us. Very easy. Second generation. But the verse I read in chapter 2 and in verse 10, they really did not know the Lord. They just came in with the motion. Everything was so easy handed to them. And as a result of that, no appreciation for the scripture. They went with the emotion of it. Well, I know the scripture. I could, you know, tell you John 3:16. I tell you the way of salvation. I understand the application and the interpretation. I could tell you about the tabernacle, the feast of the Lord. I have learned it all in Sunday school. But that's all I know. Going with the flow. Were they happy? Let's look at the second things that they have. They have all of the freedom that they want. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Wouldn't you like that? Do whatever you want. No parents to tell you what to do. No older brother or sister tell you what to do. Just do whatever you like. Wouldn't that make you happy? No restriction, no boundaries. You do whatever you wanted to do. We're living today in the very same thing. You could do whatever you wanted to do. Nobody could tell you what to do. You're 15 after all, or you're 21, or whatever age you are. You're a big man. You know everything. You're smarter than your parents, or that's at least what you think. And as you grow older a little bit, you realize, no, they are smarter than you, but they just didn't show it. So keep that in mind. You could do whatever you want. You have all of the freedom that you want. Just whatever you would like. And then, you know what? You get sick and tired of the meeting. And you decide, you know what? I had enough of this. I'm going to leave. Go someplace else. You know? It just, it's no fulfillment. There is no food. These people don't know what they're doing. I'm just going to go. You flirt with the world. And you go out there. Now, were these people happy? I mean, come on. You have it easy. Everything handed to you. You have all of the freedom that you want to do whatever you wanted to do. And if you don't like it, you could leave. Were these people happy? Would that rebellious and disobedience would bring any happiness? It didn't bring it to them, and it will not bring it to you. Let me read a verse in the Judges chapter 4. Just to give you an example of all of these things that looks really, really nice, did not bring any happiness. Chapter 4 and verse 3. Chapter 4, verse 3. That's just an example. You will read similar words in almost in every stage when they sin against the Lord. And the children of Israel, that's verse 3 of chapter 4, cried unto the Lord, for he had, speaking about Sisera, 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. You know what? Second generation have it made. Freedom to do whatever you wanted to do. If you want to leave, you could leave. They were oppressed. They weren't happy. They were distressed. They were miserable. Doesn't make sense, does it? You think if you have it all, you will be happy. They weren't. The secret is this, to all of us again. And I don't want to be preaching to anybody because we're all the same. I don't want you to think, oh, these are older brethren, we're young. We are all the same. If we are not going to obey the Lord and know Him and have that as my personal exercise, that I have purpose in my heart like Daniel, in spite of what everybody else is doing around me, that I am going to follow the Lord and obey Him and know Him like my parents, like my grandparents, like the older brethren. If I don't have that as my own thing, I will end up being miserable. If I don't appreciate what I have received, the Bible, the Word of God, the ministry meeting, the Bible reading, the conferences, I will be miserable like them. And if I leave to think if I go to Moab, I will be very, very happy. You know what happened to Elimelech and to his two children. And even he made his wife think that she is a Mara. Everything was just miserable. He lost everything. Don't try. You would lose everything. And the Lord will bring you back on your knees again to Him. I'm going to end up with that because the last thing we talked about is Moab. Moab deprived Elimelech from everything. And now we're going to come to Ehud, who also have to deal with Moab. Keep these three things in mind. You are the second generation. You are living in a society where you don't have to own Jesus as Lord. And you don't have to do anything anybody to tell you. That's what they tell you. You could do whatever you want. You will be happy. And you could leave if you want. And you will be happy. And the scriptures tell me none of these things will bring satisfaction to you. So let's go to Ehud now. Let's talk about him. Let's talk about Moab. And let's see a man who, well, not a big man, but he handled a big man. A man who did not have maybe all of the tools that you should have when you go into a fight. But he did what he could do to conquer and to have victory over Moab.